Greg, let's talk a little bit about the Hall of Records at Bimini, because that's the big story, I think, of all. You've investigated it, and you don't think it was directly in some kind of hall or casing. You think that it was already possibly found?
You're talking about the Hall of Records at Bimini?
Yes.
Some
boat cargo or something?
I said, this gets complicated.
This is shocking if it's true.
Well, it would be. I mean, there's a marble, what looks like a marble temple we did find. We were actually led to it by two Bahamians, Krista and Esley Brown. They had been taken there some years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, by somebody.
How deep?
It's exactly 28 feet.
Okay.
It's loads of fish in the area. There are sharks in the area because you got all this bottom stuff, and then the fish just stay around it. What we could see initially were only 4 or 5 stone slabs. It was kind of a mound. Now, we have our own side-scan sonar, and so we started by using the side-scan sonar in this area, and what we found was that this is really a huge area, and there's all kinds of blocks and long beams and things under the sand, but we zeroed in on this one area. And it was just dark stone, and it didn't look like much of anything. So we had on the boat at that time what's called a hookah. And a hookah it is a breathing apparatus, not a thing you smoke illegal substances with, but it's a breathing apparatus.
That's a hookah as well, isn't it?
Yes, that's a hookah as well. Yeah. It certainly is. That would be difficult to breathe underwater with.
Yes, it
would. There's a generator, a compressor and a generator on the boat, which then sends air down it. So you can stay at relatively shallow depths pretty much indefinitely and work. But we focused on a couple of these stones that were black and sort of cleaned them off. The Bahamians removed some big pieces from them, and lo and behold, here is this apex or parapet of a building. And we have an underwater video that we use. It's a remote underwater video that then goes to the boat. And we kind of went all over with the area and cleaned things off. The Bahamian broke off a little piece from this parapet and brought it to the surface. And then he took pieces from maybe 10 different pieces of these stone. And this is before we knew what they were. Brought them to the surface. And we were astonished. It is beautiful white marble. The inside of these things, in the sunlight, it looked like quartz crystal. So this is the last thing that we actually found at Bimini. It has not turned out to be probably the most important thing, but it was certainly the most incredible. And we're sitting on the boat, and I'm saying, we've shut everything off, and we're trying to decide, what do we do? Because nobody's going to believe this.
Okay.
That this is exactly what everyone has been looking for, a temple that is under the water, most of it buried under what Casey called the slime of ages. It's on like this big mound, and it just fit the description perfectly. It's actually 7 miles north of Bimini.
But you have said in the past that you think it could be a trick.
Yes, that's
Why?
What I've said now. Because
is this the skeptic part of you now?
No. Some of my books are about Carl Jung, and actually the first book I ever wrote was in '82, and it uses the word synchronicity in the title, and it talks about Carl Jung's concept of a trickster. And a trickster, a trickster is something that Jung believed existed, but it also we do it to ourselves. And so we found this other stuff at Bimini, which we're going to get to, which is the 10,000 BC shoreline and these what appear to be building foundations. At the time, we didn't know it because we didn't have our photos yet. But then we found this temple, and we sat there and said, okay, either one of two things has happened. Either we have found a temple that looks like a Greek temple, which was built right here and collapsed, and then when the sea levels rose, it went under the water, which is exactly what Casey said the temple concealing the Hall of Records is,
mm-hmm.
Or there was some sort of a ship a long time ago. It can't be a metal ship because there was no remains of a ship there. A ship just happened to have the remains of a temple right on it, and for some reason it sailed there and it sank right there, and we found the remains of the ship. which seemed just as unlikely. Both of those seemed unlikely, but it was the last thing we found. My wife and I really were ready to move on to really search the Great Bahama Bank, which we'd already begun. We'd found so many things in the Bahama Bank. We were really excited about it, and we didn't want to go back to Bimini. We were through with it. And I said, this just feels like it's a trick.
Why would they do this to you?
Well,
or to anybody?
Well, no person did it. It's not that a person did it. It's kind of like the universe does it. And it's not a trick. I see it as a test. The trickster doesn't exist, the trickist per se. It's like a test. That's what it is. So what we did, as soon as we got back to the States, well, the first thing we did was spend 2 days in the University of Florida Library trying to find out about something else we found at Andros, which will probably be the last thing we talk about in this show, a wall that we found there, which is inexplicable. But we started digging in to try and find out where, if anybody else has ever reported this, about this, these marble ruins. Now, we have read repeatedly reports about marble being all around Bimini. Well, there's marble columns that have been found at the inlet at Bimini. That is true.
And where would the marble come from during that time period?
The marble, nobody knows. That's the best I can tell you. No, who knows? I don't know. I can tell you we did find a report in a very obscure book where this guy by the name of Richard Wingate, who was a kind of a treasure hunter explorer in the 60s and 70s, and in 1970 he talked about going to this site 7 miles north of Bimini, and he found this massive area, and he found marble, and he found what sounded exactly like this parapet.
Isn't most marble now come from Italy? Places like that?
It probably is Italian or Greek marble. It probably is. What Richard Wingate did, they brought a boat in. They actually destroyed the boat doing this, and they rigged up a way to blow all the prop wash down to get rid of the sand. And he said that they blew 3 layers of marble, that there were huge slabs of marble stacked on top of each other, various pieces that went down many, many feet, and there were at least 3 layers there, and it was in a massive area. But he said there were some boat ribs under the bottom, and that was enough for me. I just decided that even if, no matter what it is, at that point, since there's a report out there that says there's boat ribs under it, it just doesn't matter what it is now. Skeptics would never accept it. No one would accept it.
Right.
Anything but boat remains.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's where we're at with that. But it's pretty incredible. I have to admit, it's one of the most phenomenal things I've ever seen underwater.
And it happens to be in that location.
It's right there, and we'd be glad to give anybody the precise GPS to go there and have a look at it.